Protect your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Chris Brown, Bills play-by-play man, is with us live on WBEN this morning. He's going to be calling the game from Foxborough Sunday on WGR. Patriots can clinch the AFC East with a win. Now, Deion Dawkins yesterday, Chris, said that if this is their hats and T-shirt game, then it's our job to win a football game and stop the hat and T-shirt game. Does it really come down to this? Do you think the rest of the team feels this way?
Well, I know the veterans do, because the ones that have been around for five division titles in a row, like Deion, are also old enough to remember when the Patriots ruled the division, and they were the last ones to win the division in 2019, and Deion was around for that. So he knows the history, and I think they're trying to teach the younger players, look, It's something we take pride in, winning our division. It also guarantees us a home playoff game. And while our odds are long to still take the division away from the Patriots, the last thing we'd like to do is personally hand it to them by letting them beat us. So I think there is added motivation for the Bills players this week, not to mention the fact that they dropped a game in week five that I think they thought they handed to New England with three turnovers. So I think there's a lot of extra motivation in this one for the Bills to get a road win.
Yeah, the turnover is a big story of the game earlier in the season. This time around, though, I mean, it's been a long time since these two teams met the first time around. How are the Patriots different than when we first saw them?
Well, their offense has certainly evolved. Travion Henderson, their rookie second-round pick, the running back out of Ohio State, wasn't even getting on the field early in the season, and he has turned into a dynamic performer for them in the running game. Has some similar skills to that of James Cook, for those that aren't familiar with him, and he runs a 4.4 40. He is truly a home run threat. He had a 55-yard and a 69-yard touchdown run and a win over Tampa Bay. He just runs away from people, so you better get him on the ground at the first or second level. Because if you let him out of the gate, it's going to be very hard to catch him, and he's probably going to be celebrating in the end zone. So that's an extra element to their offense that they've added. Some other players have stepped up. Kayshon Boutte in the passing game is a deep threat for them, and Drake May is deadly accurate with deep throws, as evidenced by his completion percentage. So they are a little bit nicked up on their offensive line. They're not going to have their left tackle, Will Campbell, so they'll have a backup there, and he's not 100% healthy either. One of their best interior defenders, Milton Williams, is on injured reserve. He will not play. He was their big $100 million free agent signing in the offseason. And their best pass rusher, Harold Landry, went from a limited participant to a non-participant yesterday with a knee injury. So his status looks to be very iffy as well. And one of their starting linebackers just got added to the injury report yesterday with a foot injury, Robert Spillane. So even though this Patriots team is coming off a bye week, they are not the picture of health right now.
You know, and for the Bills, things have been looking up. However, Christian Benford popped up on the injury report with a toe injury yesterday, did practice, but was later seen in a walking boot. What's your level of concern with him right now?
Yeah, it's always a concern when someone comes down with an injury in practice past Wednesday, because you just don't have enough days in the week to get it right in time to play at 100%. So we'll have to see what the severity is. I would imagine the immobilizer boot is out of an abundance of caution. At least I'm hoping that's the case, because he has been dynamic for the Bills on the defensive side of the ball, as we know, two defensive touchdowns in the last two games. So hopefully he can participate in some form or fashion, either today or at the latest through the mock game walkthrough stuff tomorrow, and, you know, can find a way to play in the game. But we'll learn more from Coach McDermott later this morning when he addresses the media as to just what they're looking at with Christian Benford's status, because that would be an untimely loss to the lineup.
Who doesn't throw on a walking boot, you know, in December? Come on. It's probably nothing, right? It's a fashion statement.
Yeah, well, let's hope so. Cross your fingers and toes. No fun in that.
That's what I'm hoping for. You know, so much has been made about the Patriots' schedule this year. And obviously, you know, it's tough for us to say that because we lost the first matchup. But, I mean, how much of this Patriots team is for real and how much of it is a product of what they've had on the schedule?
Well, I mean, they finished in last place last year, and the way the schedule works is, you know, you play other teams in other divisions that also finished in fourth place, but that's only four of your games. So the vast majority of the schedule is relatively similar to that of the Bills. They're just, instead of playing the Chiefs or the Ravens, they're playing the Titans, you know, and another last place team that I can't think of off the top of my head right now from last year. So, you know, they're playing the bottom of those cross divisions where the Bills are playing first place teams. So that's where the difference lies. And look, you can't blame the Patriots for who they have to play. They just play the next team on their schedule. And to their credit, they've played consistent football. They are very good, and this is what Mike Vrabel teams do. They don't beat themselves. They don't turn the ball over. They don't commit a lot of penalties. And they try to, I remember saying this back in week five, they muck up the game to some degree. They stay close even when maybe they're not playing their best. If they get off to a slow start, they'll find a way to keep games close and then find the five, six, or seven plays they need to eke out a game and hope the opponent makes mistakes, which is exactly what the Bills did in week five. They didn't get off to a good start in that game, the Patriots. I mean, the Bills sacked Drake May four times in that game, but they turned the ball over three times, including once inside their own 15-yard line. They helped the Patriots beat them. Now, they have evolved into a better, more confident, and consistent team now because of all the success that they've had. They've won 10 in a row. That's really hard to do in the NFL, no matter who you're playing. So you have to give them credit for that. And they're going to be a formidable test here on Sunday.
Yeah, sure are. Patriots, by the way, face Baltimore, and then they face Miami. I think Miami would love to beat them.
Yeah, and there is, you know, still a way for the Bills to win the division. Now, they would have to win their last four games, including Sunday against the Patriots. But if the Patriots lose to the Bills Sunday and then lose to another one of those division opponents they have left on the schedule, the Bills or the Jets, the Bills can still win the division. The other way they can do it is with the Patriots losing three of their last four and the Bills running the table. But it's pretty unlikely, and the odds analytics say the same. But, hey, You're still alive. You want to get them back for week five, and you certainly don't want them celebrating a division title because they beat you on Sunday. So hopefully that's enough to push the Bills over the finish line and then get a big division win here on Sunday.
Let's make it happen. Chris, thank you. We'll be listening on Sunday. Chris Brown, hear him on the call Sunday, 1 o'clock, Bills at Patriots.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast